Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Jeremy, first, I got to say, man, I was really surprised. I got a chance to see Joyful Noise last night. Didn't know what to expect, and came out very, very surprised and happy with what I saw. Great performance from everyone. Great story. I got to say, man, congrats. How did you feel being in something like this where, you know, it's supposed to be, I guess, a gospel movie, but it's more than that. It's just so many things intertwining into one big story.
Yeah, you know, it's sort of billed as a gospel choir competition movie, but really it's just the vehicle for to tell the stories of these people who are going through some pretty hard times and how they overcome all that and make it to the top.
Well, and I absolutely agree with you, but there's even more than that too. I mean, it's the relationships with people.
I
got to tell you something too, man. That town is the kind of town I would love to live in because nobody. And here's the reason why: not just the fact that every once in a while somebody breaks into song, but everybody is about people. Whether they are angry with each other in some way, shape, or form, they still love each other. You know, and color is not a barrier when it comes to this movie. Also,
oh no, it's that's true on both accounts. I mean, you really see this town. You see people caring for each other, and you'll see, you know, out of business signs, but then you'll see people, you know, really helping each other, patting each other on the back, and really there's a sense of caring and a sense of community. And also, you know, what I love most about this film is that it's ethnically and racially diverse without ever saying anything about it. It's really a modern movie in that sense, you know, because so many times there are issues with that, and the fact that our movie decided not to make any issue of racial diversity or, you know, black and white, Asian mixing, you know, relationships is really something else.
And that's what I mean. That's the kind of town I would love to live in, my friend.
Absolutely, me too.
What was it like, though, for you working with, you know, two of the greatest performers to ever hit the stage? Of course, we're talking Queen Latifah and we're talking Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. They are, you know, true icons, and you could expect them to be divas in the true sense of the word. But really, they are just sweet, kind, humble, sassy, funny, and from day one, they've really just been part of the group. They've been just one of us, and very approachable, and just a joy to work with.
I'm just trying to figure out, too, what's your musical background? Because I wasn't sure if you were part of gospel or not, because, man, you fit in right in perfectly. And also, a lot of the groups that we saw, are they actual gospel groups? I want to give too much away, though.
No, you know, for me, no. I've this is my first foray into gospel. I was in choir growing up, but never really a gospel style. I've always been a singer, and people have always told me that I'm a very soulful singer. Like I kind of don't hold back when I sing, and I think that's all gospel really is. So I connected to it immediately. And in terms of people in the movie being real gospel singers, you know, the choir that you hear is a real gospel choir. But most of what you see on the stage are local hires and people who just, you know, felt the spirit and wanted to be in the movie.
And you know what? That's really surprising because to me, I was just like, I thought I was watching a real competition. So I think that says it all right there. You know, my thoughts sitting there watching the movie, I thought to myself, this is like a further step from what folks would probably remember Sister Act because yeah. Of the mix of gospel music, but using some of today's biggest hits.
Absolutely, it's got a great soundtrack in that it uses you know, as you said, classic gospel hymns all the way to contemporary pop songs gospelized, and then on top of that, Dolly wrote a few songs and a couple other people wrote some songs for the movie. It's a great mix of musical genres and how they all sort of come together and it's true. Most people think of gospel as this one specific thing, but gospel is more of an idea than of a specific style.
You know, the only thing I was missing, and I kept thinking to myself, there was one of the characters, the guy, and again, folks, I don't want to give too much away. All I'll say is that his dad owns a shop there, and he works for him.
Yeah.
I kept thinking to myself, even though I thought that guy played, he did a great part, I kept looking, saying, Harry Connick Jr. would have been perfect for that part, too.
I suppose, I mean, I don't think Harry Connick would have taken it. It's not a big enough part, but the guy that plays it, Andy Carl, is also another Broadway performer like myself, and so that's another great thing about the movie is that a lot of the secondary characters were taken straight from the stage and put on and given our on-screen debut in this movie.
And you know what? I think that's a fantastic idea. Do you think this is going to, because I got to tell you something, where I was yesterday, it was a complete full house and everybody was applauding. In fact, there were certain times where people weren't sure after songs, were they supposed to applaud or not because they were so entrenched in the story. Do you think that this is going to, I guess, maybe even take gospel to another level again, to more of a mass public?
I really hope so. I mean, regardless of what your beliefs or your faith are, I mean, like I said, gospel is all about opening yourself up and really singing from your soul and from your heart, and that kind of style is really moving and can be very inspirational on multiple levels. Not just religiously, but it can inspire you to you know, reach new heights in your life as well.
And the other thing I got to add in too, my friend, the thing I love about your character is what a right at the edge from being a rebel and a good guy. Not too many people can pull that off the way you did and still be able to sing songs and not look like a wuss.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I mean, in terms of the character, he's not really a bad boy. You can tell, like, from the very beginning that he's just sort of misled, and he puts on a facade when he's around people that he thinks that he has to impress, and throughout the movie that sort of gets stripped away, and you see that, you know, he really is this great guy with a good sense of humor too. And I think that's the key to it, is having a sense of humor, because if you take things too seriously, you tend to get muddled and lose perspective.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's been a long time since I've seen a movie that had, it's serious moments, it's fun moments, it's really funny moments, and of course, it's musical moments. Excuse me, all mixed into one film. I think you guys pulled that off perfectly, because it wasn't any point for me sitting there when I said, okay, here comes another song. Oh, how are they going to figure out how to put that song in there? It all really flowed extremely well.
Yeah, it got to a point where, you know, you become even more and more excited each time there's a new musical number, and you don't get angry when they're over, you know, because you're interested to see what happens next.
And boy, and again, not to give too much away, wait till they see the ending, and I'll leave it with that as we wrap this interview up. My friend, thank you so much for this, and like I said, congrats. Great film.
Thank you so much, man. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye-bye.